with your National Weather Service 7-day forecast for Kearney, Holdridge, Elm Creek, and surrounding areas. Today, cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Widespread dense fog in the morning. Highs in the upper 40s. Light winds then becoming southwest around 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the lower 30s. South winds, around 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Areas of fog in the morning. Highs in the mid-50s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Windy. Highs in the upper 50s. South winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. Lows in the lower 40s. Thursday, partly cloudy with slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid-50s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 40s. Friday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with slight chance of rain and snow. Highs in the mid-40s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of snow possibly mixed with rain. Lows in the mid-20s. Sunday, partly cloudy with slight chance of rain and snow. Highs around 40. You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station WXL75, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.475 MHz from a tower near Atlanta, Nebraska. The station provides 24/7 weather information for the following 8 Nebraska counties: Buffalo, Dawson, Franklin, Furnas, Gosper, Harlan, Kearney, and Phelps. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, proudly serving South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. At 7 o'clock a.m., at Kearney Regional Airport, fog was reported, with a visibility at 3/4 of a mile. The temperature was 31, with a dew point of 30, and the relative humidity at 96%. The wind was northwest, at 3 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.17 inches, and steady. At Holdridge Brewster Field, it was cloudy. The temperature was 32, with a dew point of 32, and the relative humidity at 99%. The wind was northwest, at 5 miles an hour, and the pressure was 30.16 inches, and rising. Elsewhere within South Central Nebraska, fog was reported. It was 36 at Lexington, 30 at Hastings, 30 at Grand Island, and 30 at Aurora. Across western and north central Nebraska, fog was reported, with a temperature of 31 at Ord, 36 at Broken Bow, 28 at Valentine, and 39 at McCook. At Sydney, it was clear, with a temperature of 22. At North Platte, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 38. In eastern Nebraska, fog was reported, with a temperature of 30 at Lincoln, 30 at Beatrice, and 30 at Norfolk. In Omaha, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 27. Across northern Kansas, at Concordia, fog was reported, with a temperature of 34. At Phillipsburg, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 35. At Good Lund, the weather conditions were not available. And elsewhere around the region, at Sioux Falls, fog was reported, with a temperature of 29. It was clear, with a temperature of 23 at Cheyenne, and 24 at Denver. At Kansas City, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 30. At Des Moines, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 26. At Wichita, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 35. Again, at 7 o'clock a.m. within South Central Nebraska, fog was reported, with a temperature of 31 at Kearney, and 36 at Lexington. At Holdridge, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 32. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. For today and tonight, fog will remain a concern across the outlook area this morning, with visibility near 1/4 of a mile at times. With temperatures near freezing, slick spots will be possible in areas of thicker fog. A dense fog advisory is in effect for the entire outlook area through noon. please refer to the latest advisory product for additional information. Mainly after midnight tonight, the potential for fog and visibilities of less than 1 mile will return to the outlook area. And now the extended outlook for the period Tuesday through Sunday. Tuesday morning, the potential for fog and visibilities of less than 1 mile will continue across the outlook area. Wednesday afternoon and evening look to bring gusty southerly winds to the entire outlook area. Sustained speeds of 25 to 35 miles per hour and gusts over 40 miles per hour will be possible. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation will not be needed through tonight. The current time is 7:08 a.m. Central Standard Time. Here is the latest weather summary for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. After a cool and rainy weekend, we will see warmer temperatures this week. First, we will have to deal with some Monday morning fog, and then after the fog burns off, we can expect at least some afternoon sunshine and highs today in the upper 40s to around 50. Even warmer weather is expected Tuesday through Thursday with highs in the 50s to around 60. However, we will have to contend with some rather gusty southerly winds on Wednesday with some gusts as high as 40 to 45 miles per hour. Currently, the only chance for precipitation this week will be Wednesday night into Thursday with just a small 10 to 30% chance for rain. This is a dense fog advisory message for the following counties in Nebraska: Buffalo, Dawson, Franklin, Gosper, Harlan, Kearney, and Phelps. Dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon today. What? Visibility 1/4 mile or less in dense fog. Where? Portions of north central Kansas and central, east central, and south central Nebraska. When? Until noon today. Impacts. Low visibility could make driving conditions hazardous. Temperatures across portions of the area will be hovering near freezing, so slick spots will be possible in areas of thicker fog. Keep driving. Slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. Repeating, a dense fog advisory remains in effect until noon for the following counties in Nebraska: Buffalo, Dawson, Franklin, Gosper, Harlan, Kearney, and Phelps.